Well, you don't have to be a genius to know that Frisco is absolutely on fire. They were named the nation's fastest growing city here the other day. The population's up over 8%, 37 new residents every day. But they're still kind of small. I mean, 177,000 people is not a big city. But with all that they've got going on up there, the announcements on an almost daily basis, you'd think they're like a million. Tony Felker is the president, CEO of the Frisco Chamber of Commerce, joined us right now. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for inviting me here. Glad to be here.
You do. I mean, I don't think of, 177,000 people is all right, but that's not a big city. But
well, and I look at it from a couple of perspectives. When I got there 21 years ago, we were only 16,000. So compared to where we were then, this is a metropolis.
No, I know that. But I mean, you look at, big development like Craig Hall's got up there in Hall Park, and he was on the other day, and he's growing that thing. And, of course, Jones makes the billion-and-a-half-dollar commitment with more coming. Ross Perot's got, you know, Frisco Station going. Then the Chinese come out the other day, and they announced that they're building a 77-acre park in an area that I didn't even realize was Frisco. I mean, all the way up at 380 and the tollway.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's amazing. We've got more and more international companies coming in, and we just had our State of the City 2 weeks ago, and my point to there is, as much as people think that Frisco is built out, and you look at what's happening around the star, there is so much north of Main Street, north of El Dorado, that hasn't even started under development yet.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
No, Frisco's not built. I mean, and Plano argues that they're not, but the fact is, Plano was just about built out. Clearly, Richardson is. You back up into Dallas, they're having to knock stuff down to build new. You guys still have space out there, and it's everything's been rocking along pretty good, but then all of a sudden now you got a $2 billion hole in the ground that was supposed to be Wade Park.
Well, the market is an interesting thing. I think you've seen enough deals over the time that, you know, not every real estate deal comes about the way it's originally intended. Things change along the way. Markets change. And I really believe it's the market having that adjustment factor. You've got lots of new development coming on with the Star, Hall Park redeveloping, Frisco Station. And maybe this is just a way of market of saying, hey, let's hold off on this a little bit until the timing is right and things will work out as they come. So we're not too worried. There's plenty of development coming on. And in fact, we're even doing redevelopment out there on projects. And that's something
already.
That's happening. Look at Stonebriar Center. It was the thing that really kicked off Frisco in 2000. And now we're building a new Hyatt Hotel there that's just gone under construction. Kidzania, which is this international edutainment concept that they talk about, is being built in there, and we're continuing to look on redevelopment already. We've redeveloped Dr. Pepper Arena already. So not only is there new development, but we're already looking to how to keep up with the things that have been there for that long period of 10, 15 years already.
You know, you've got, as I see it, you've got a dual purpose. On the one hand, it's boosterism and talking up the city and, you know, and being in early contact when some corporation's talking about relocating. But on the other hand, you've got to get these people involved in the community and involved in the chamber. And you're getting a lot of smaller businesses. You don't have a sort of a Toyota or a JCPenney or something like
not
that.
Not yet. Not yet.
No, not yet. But I mean, are these companies getting involved? Are they
absolutely?
Are they buying into the community?
Absolutely. And we do so much with our community partners, as you mentioned, the Economic Development Corporation, the city, in terms of master planning and development and bringing it in here. The real estate partners, they do a lot of the work ahead of things. Once the company comes in, that's really when we kick in. Make certain if they have problems getting into the city, into their facilities, we can help them with that. But then implementing programs to get their employees engaged in the city, and how do they get involved, from nonprofits to community service. And
that's
so
the giving
so much
back
more.
That I'm talking about.
Yes.
And that's what sometimes it's really hard for a smaller company to do that, because you're so involved with building out and staffing up and then survival.
Right.
I mean, it's fine for Toyota to hit town and start giving away cars or putting their names on ballparks. You know, they've got the assets to do it. A lot of the smaller ones can't.
Well, and part of that is where we acknowledge the evolution of a business and how it's coming in, whether they just moved to town or they're just starting up. That first year or two, as you say, they're just busy getting business cards printed and trying to network and find out where to go. Then they sort of have their niche established. They've got business. They're not looking for that next deal to pay the utilities today. And then they start to expand. They want to get a little bit more involved. And then you get to that level where they want to start to promote their name and promote their employees. And so we recognize that and work with the members as their needs go through that cycle of where they are as a business.
Yeah, the other thing is, you know, when these things sort of develop organically over a long period of time, you know, people live in the same house for a long time and their kids grew up and went to the school and, you know, maybe the grandkids are there now. And it's sort of organic. And there's a real sense of community. How do you establish a sense of community in an area that's got this fresh wash coming in on a daily basis?
Well, you've been peeking at our notes because actually Director of Governmental Affairs Shauna Huffman, she just wrote an article that will be coming out tomorrow, and it's about that sense of community, whether it's 16,000 when I got there or 170,000 now, getting involved in the community. We believe we have more volunteers per capita, if you will, than any other city. Boards, getting involved with not-for-profits, even the design. You know, we have the small, what used to be called the small school model, now we call it the student opportunity model, where you have elementary schools that are built into individual neighborhoods. That creates that sense of community. We've done little things like preserve the community parade that used to be just one high school and was a homecoming parade. Now it's the community parade and all the high schools are a part of it. So it's the tradition of the small town atmosphere that we still incorporate in with the opportunities of the large city and able to blend those two together.
So if I mention the term bedroom community, do you bristle?
Only if you're referring to Frisco as such. One of the things that we've been hearing between all of the partnerships working together, the one word that everybody next to partnership is sustainability. And to be sustainable over the long term, you want that balance between businesses and residential. Bedroom community is just that. It's residential. It's hard to support itself from a tax base. We've been striving for about a 35 to 40% business base, tax base, to help support everything else, create that sense of employment and bedroom community, if you will, all together, but allowing people, it's the old mantra, live, work, and play, but we're really trying to do that, is provide those opportunities for people, and that, in essence, also provides opportunities to help solve transportation issues and things like that. If we can work on those mixed-use developments, people can walk, ride their bikes, commute together, only a mile or two to work, now you're making it a real sense of community.
You know,
well,
and I guess that model is going to be around for a while. I mean, it's being replicated all over our area and really all over the country. But now I look at this new one, the 77, if they build all this thing out, 77 acres, Hong Kong-based China Lesso, which is a Chinese-backed group, they're talking a 500,000 square foot shopping mall, a wholesale trademark for Chinese and Asian companies, maybe a 25-story high-rise, a hotel, 1,200 apartments, all west of the tollway.
Yep.
That's breathtaking.
And real estate changes. When that announcement first came out, we had people asking, you know, in a time when you've got traditional retail centers that are going dark or being knocked down, what's another mall? Well, real estate changes. You mentioned just visiting with Craig Hall when he first started Hall Office Park 20 years ago.
Right.
Everybody built office all together, and then you would get in your car and go somewhere else. Now it's being renamed and redeveloped as Hall Park, incorporating in different uses. So real estate is constantly changing, and I don't think it's anything different with the retail market. We're looking at new changes, and we like being on the cutting edge of those changes, and our international partners are recognizing that, and we're extremely diverse as well. So it's great to see the business
Tony
being diverse
Felker
as well.
Is president and CEO of the Frisco Chamber of Commerce, and you know, you got good timing. This is a good place to be where you are. Right,
I am
now.
Blessed to be where I am, and we want to make certain that things continue. We say we don't coast in Frisco, and so we're not going to take the foot off that gas pedal anytime soon.
I think you're right. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.